If you have one of our lessons there inside of your prayer bulletin, our introduction, last week we looked at God's command not to blame God when we sin. We looked at God's command not to blame God and when we sin. Verse 13 says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man." And we had 3 points to our lesson last week. We had the admonition, "Let no man say when he is tempted." God admonishes us to say, don't blame it on God. Amen. God is not going to tempt us to do evil. And all God's people said, He may test us, amen. He may try us, but He is not going to tempt us to do evil. So we saw the admonition. Then we see the justification. The justification in verse 13 is, I'm tempted of God. And we talked about that, how people have been playing the blame game since Eden. We don't like to take responsibility and ownership for our sin. And all God's people said, listen, Adam said it was the woman you gave me. And Eve said it was that serpent. And because there was nobody left to blame, the serpent just kind of looked around. Amen. And that's in the original Hebrew. Amen. Admonition, justification. Then we saw the refutation. Refuting it. The fact that God, listen, God can't even be tempted with evil. And we gave the illustration of a snowflake would have a better chance of floating into the sun than God being tempted with evil. He's holy, amen. So then, if on your outline here, if sin does not come from God, where then does it come from? And what process does it take? I'm not sure how far we'll get tonight. I want to go to each of these scriptures. They're important scriptures, okay? So number one tonight, Roman numeral number one, we're going to see the consideration. Let's consider this verse. The consideration in verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. What is the origin of sin? Now I realize, folks, that entire philosophy classes, entire degrees of philosophy can approach this subject. There are tenured professors at universities that are glad that there is this question, what is the origin of sin? I want to go to these couple verses here, and honestly, folks, wherever we are at 8:05, we'll just quit, and we'll pick it up next week, amen? So go to Deuteronomy 29:29, an important verse, a verse you may want to mark in your Bible. And I know this week, we're in the book of Deuteronomy in our yearly reading schedule. And tremendous book of the Bible, by the way, Deuteronomy. The wisdom. You want to read a great chapter, read chapter 8. Oh my goodness, of Deuteronomy. Tremendous, tremendous chapter of Scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 29, and look at verse 29. Now remember, we're broaching this question, this consideration of what is the origin of sin. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, "The secret things belong unto God, belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." So this verse tells us that there are some things which God keeps completely secret. And you know what? He's God. He wants to do that. But there's another verse, a sister verse to this, if you would. Go to Matthew chapter 22 and verse 29. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 29. And here Jesus is answering the Sadducees. And I love the name of the Sadducees. Amen. They were a sect of Jews that didn't believe in the resurrection. And someone said, thank you, Brother Tom, amen, I'm going to stay home. Someone has said they didn't believe in the resurrection, so they were sad, you see, amen. And you would be too if you didn't believe in a resurrection. I like that. And here he's answering the Sadducees, and they ask him this incredible hypothetical question. They say, well, listen, what about a woman? We're talking about the resurrection here, which they didn't even believe in, which is funny that they're asking questions about something they didn't even believe in. And by the way, don't people always want to do that? Where did Cain get his wife? They ask you questions. Did Adam have a belly button? All these, they don't know. They don't want to know. Amen. By the way, if anybody asks you where Cain got his wife, just say, he got him from his mother-in-law and keep moving. Amen. Or you could say, it's not polite to ask about other people's wives. I think that's a great answer right there. But here they're asking about the resurrection. They ask this incredible hypothetical question. Well, here's this woman, she was married and her first husband died. And then she got married again, the next husband died. And it happened seven times. And he said, whose wife is she going to be in the resurrection? And Jesus makes a statement in verse 29, answering them. But it's also a great statement for us in our walk with God. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them, verse 29 of chapter 22 of Matthew, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there are times when God wants us to take things on faith. And there are other times where he clearly reveals things in the scriptures. And most people err in their Christian walk because they just don't know their Bible. You want the origin of sin? Let's look, number one, at the prince. And go to Isaiah chapter 14. The origin of sin. The prince. Number one, under Roman numeral number one. Number one, the prince. Isaiah chapter 14. And verse number 12. Some of you know these verses. Some of you, they may be new to you. And that's a good thing. This is the way you learn your Bible. Precept upon precept, line upon line. I was just thinking about that preparing Sunday's message. You know, we need doctrine in our sermons. Amen. We need teaching, truth from God's Word. And it's right here. Talking about the consideration, the origin of sin. Look at verse 12 of Isaiah chapter 14. It says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also in the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, I will ascend to the heights of the cloud, I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Go with me over to Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel, so you're at Isaiah there, just hang a right turn. You've got Jeremiah, Lamentations, then Ezekiel chapter 28. And I'm just going to go ahead and read. You catch up when you get there. Verse 11 says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now here is where you can understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is not just about the king of Tyrus. Okay? But it's about somebody else. It says, thou hast been in Eden. There are only four beings that were in Eden. Adam, Eve, God, and the serpent, which we know was Satan. Okay? And it says there, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold, and the workmanship of thy tabrets, and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day thou wast created. This created being, this beautiful being. Verse 14. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. This beautiful being, this angel of God had a job, and it was to cover the throne of God. It was to literally hover over the throne of God. And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in all thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore will I cast thee out as profane, out of the mountain of God. I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. Here we have, ladies and gentlemen, in these two passages, Isaiah 14, 12 through 15, in Ezekiel 20, verse 11, we have the origin of sin in what we would call the prince of the power of the air, in Satan, Lucifer's heart. And it was pride. He said, I'm going to be God. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, no created being will ever be God. And Lucifer was a created being, is a created being. So the origin of sin there in the prince. Then number two, if you would, go to Genesis chapter 3, and we're very, very familiar with this. I think we'll probably finish up here. Oh, I don't know. Genesis chapter 3. We have not only number one, the prince, but number two, the parents. Sin not only originated in the heart of the prince, Lucifer, but it also originated in our parents, Adam and Eve. And by the way, in case you thought otherwise, Adam and Eve were real people. They're not allegories. Satan's great assault in the last 150 years has been on the authority of the Word of God. He has, over the last 150 years, through theistic evolution, which there's no such thing, amen, and just bashing the first 12 chapters of Genesis as allegory. No. It's literal. It's literal, amen. And listen, Adam and Eve were real people. They are our parents. Chapter 3, verse 1, Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. One of my old Bibles I have right here, liar, liar, pants on fire. First lie you ever find in the Bible. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Isn't it amazing, folks, that Satan tricked our parents with exactly what he wanted to be? God's knowing good and evil. In verse 6 says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Then the eyes of them both were opened. They knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron." Here we have the original sin of Adam and Eve, and that is simply this, ladies and gentlemen. The original sin of our parents was disobedience. Disobedience to the Word of God. Go over to Romans chapter 5. We'll close here. Romans chapter 5 is just a good spot to close. We see the prince, we see our parents here. Romans chapter 5, we're talking about the origin of sin. Romans chapter 5, again, a familiar verse, an important verse, an important verse. Chapter 5, verse 12, says, Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and it's talking about Adam, that federal head, our father, amen. It says, by one man sin entered in the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Here we see the reason why you and I have to correct our children is because of the sin of Adam and Eve. You know, I have found that my children are really great at doing wrong. No teaching required. How many of you... Hey, don't put your hand on the stove. As soon as you turn around. Did I say not to put your hand on the stove? Yes. Why did you do it? I don't know. I do. Amen. I do. Because we got a sin nature from our parents. We're going to talk about that next week. The third P there, if you want it, the prince, the parents, then we see the personal. Personally, where does sin originate? We're going to look at that next week. We'll finish up the lesson next week. Father, thank you for this time in the Word of God.